Good evening, members, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting on Monday, the 22nd of May. I've received apologies for absence from Councillors Brenda Taylor, Councillor Tony Hill, Councillor Jeff Trail, and I think I've received Councillor Rob Masdings. I don't think I've got any other apologies. Thank you. Now, we have two applications where members of the public wish to speak. So I will just ask members if they are happy that I take these two applications first. They are in respect of 17/0979 Full, Cranford Avenue, erection of a single-storey annex. And in the town ward, application 17/1065, change of use, 1 Leslie Road. Are you happy, members, that I take these two prior to the rest of the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, as members are aware, discussion will be taken ahead of the councillors on each application, and members of the public wishing to make representations have already made themselves known to us. Representations may take up to 3 minutes, and I would be grateful if you'd endeavour to not to avoid repeating yourself or others that made comments. So if we've got more than one speaker on an application, obviously it would be better so that you can get all the points that you wish to have in. So I'd like to take first Kirsty Sansom, who wishes to speak as power of attorney on application in Littleham Ward 17/0979 Full, 31 Cranford Avenue, erection of a single storey annex. Kirsty Sansom, please. Would you like to come forward and thank you very much, Ms. Sampson. This is in respect of planning application 17/0979 full, flat 1, 31 Cranford Avenue, erection of single-storey detached annex. We have comments from Councillor Mark Williamson and also representations, which I will ask Sue if she'd just summarise for you.
Yes, just to say that Councillor Mark Williamson has serious reservations about the proposal, as it is a cramped development shoehorned in between the host dwelling and the boundary. Its flat roof and materials are also out of keeping with the area and fails to reflect the principles set out in the Avenue's design statement. He's concerned about the impact on the amenity of the residents of flat 2 in terms of access to the site, transport and storage of materials, noise and working hours. The working hours need to be conditioned if approved and an environmental health assessment be made on the impact of the building in respect of the residents of flat 2 who has disabilities. Then Highways do not wish to comment. We've had a further letter from a neighbour requesting boundary treatment on top of existing boundary wall as a means of mitigating their privacy and lessening the visual impact on their property. Thank you.
Councillor Bill Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm slightly confused. This application looks as if it's called a proposed annex to flat 1. Visiting the site, it's the most confusing site. It's a huge house, massive gardens, which appears to be divided into two flats. And I'm assuming the ground floor is flat 1 and the upper floor is flat 2. And the upper floor, when Vernon is accessed by what looks like a scaffolding type stairway going up. Is that, may I just ask, Jane, is that correct? Now, the planning application doesn't show anywhere on the documentation the garage, which is at the back of this proposed site. Yes, you see, that is the most confusing. That is very confusing. I think. So, from this plan, this was confusing when I went up. It looks as if the proposed, let's call it annex, is on the right hand side of 31 of the house, of 31A.
It is. Yes.
Mm. But why is it shown to be on the left hand side then on all the other?
Just the garage that's on.
Yes, yeah, so it's on the left hand side. Yeah. As you go up the drive, is it in front of the drive? So the proposed to go in there. So it won't affect Mr. Vernon's entrance at all then?
Not his entrance, no.
Well, yeah, I was concerned it was trying to be squeezed in here on the drive and the entrance from flat 2 is there. And I thought, yes, it will have stuck. But it's not, it's on the other side of the house.
It's on the other side.
So it won't affect at all.
No, although I think what's confused it is the bottom flat has put in their plans that they own this land here, which they don't.
Well, that's, yeah, that's maybe. So, looking at this, I still think this is wrong. Now we know that, looking at that, the red, the cross on, is the proposed new building. I can't see that it's affecting 31A, where the entrance is to the left. You move the cursor, yes, keep going up slightly, Ron's. Yeah, that's the entrance to 31A, you go upstairs. Flat 2 of 31. Looking at the site, it's a huge garden, a large piece of land. I can't see that this, the only concern I would have, that you can't call something an annex, it's not attached to anything. not attached to the existing building, the ground floor of flat one of 31. It's a standalone, so as someone's rightly said, it really is a separate bungalow. It's not actually an annex. So on that basis, I would query.
Well, it does say erection of single story detached annex, the application. So it does say it's detached.
Yeah, so it could be sold as a separate bungalow then.
Well, we need to put on the usual.
Yeah, I think that that is the biggest fear on that. I don't think it causes any problem to the owner in flat two of number 31. And indeed, it would appear that Mr. Gillingham, you didn't read the letter out, is quite happy about it on his boundary. So myself and the applicant have discussed this during our joint repair of the shed boundary wall and are quite happy with the detached and it's going up next to their boundary wall to the right. So there's no objection or complaint from anyone on that side. The only complaint or concern is, as we heard this tonight, is the possibility that flat two, which is the upper story of the house, isn't going to be affected by entrance, isn't going to be affected by height, because it's only a single story extension coming up. It's not going to come in front of the windows at all. So I don't see where a lot of this is applicable, to be honest. The only concern I have is that we do look with concern on detached little buildings going up in large plots of ground, because they could always envy.
I mean, you haven't got any comments, because obviously Councillor Williamson has highlighted the fact he thinks it's cramped where they have put it, and also that the materials are out of keeping with the area and doesn't reflect the avenue's design statement. Have you any comment on that at all?
Yes, it can't be seen from the road, can't be seen at all, because there's lots of very high trees and bushes all the way along 31 Hanford Avenue. So you can't see that site unless you walk into it and onto the lawn and towards the back. So as far as Avenue's design statement is concerned, I don't think it's applicable for a building of this size.
Yeah, so you're moving approval.
I move approval
with the clause on to say it shouldn't be sold as a separate dwelling.
It's a detached annex,
and not sold as a separate dwelling.
An annex detached is a detached dwelling.
Yeah.
Not annexed into the existing ground floor building. That's my comment.
Have I got a seconder for that proposal before I move on? No. Okay, Councillor Chapman.
Yes, can I have some clarification, please? It is appearing to me that Mr. Vernon owns the flat and the land, and the people that want to build this detached property have only got access up the driveway for walking or driving a vehicle. They do not own the driveway. Is under covenant to Mr. Vernon. So where are they proposing, if they're going to put this building there, where they put cars? There is no access for
cars. It's a shared driveway, and cars on the main driveway, the only driveway in, is shared between both number one
yes,
and number two.
Yes, but if it's got covenant on it only for access, I don't understand where.
Well, they're not building on it.
No, but they're going to park cars, and it's on someone else's. If it's under a covenant to the flats, you can't take it over and use it as your own property, can you?
Well, park a car.
Well, that would be a civil.
Twice I've been out there, there's been an Audi parked there all the time.
I mean, that would be a civil matter in the sense of, because you can obviously apply for planning permission on any land you want to. So, I mean, it would be a civil matter in respect of. If they wanted to lift any covenant, they would then have to go obviously negotiate that in a civil court. It wouldn't be. Councillor Dumper.
Can I ask for further clarification, please, Chair, from Power of Attorney Mr. Vernon? Are you able to prevent through a civil litigation or whatever, are you able to prevent this being developed?
There is a number of points which it can be prevented through
Councillor Bailey.
Now, this raises a point again of the water show. Technically, I can see what people are saying, it's not an act, but due to case law, which happened last year, anything built on the same site in a situation like that is now technically known as an annex, even though it's not attached to the main building.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that clarification.
Chairman, can I just ask, the garage, which is marked in red, is that, does that belong to flat one or flat two?
It belongs to flat one.
It is flat one's garage. And flat two, well, there is a positive garage, but it's been pulled down. It's not there. So there is obviously a shared covenant of the driveway, so that the owners of flat one could park in the garage.
That's what they're required to do. If they, at no time is the driveway to be locked or obscured, and it's to be left unencumbered at all times, and there's access by foot or by car, and any car is required to be parked in the garage, not left on the driveway.
What about visitors?
Permitted.
You can't have a long driveway and not so that people can't drive up it and get out and knock on the door. That just doesn't make sense. It is very wide, it looks like a little strip of ground with cursories. That is extremely wide. You can build another house in there, it's huge. It's not a narrow area.
It's got vegetation embankment all running down the left hand side. It's only just near the front section of the house where you've then got vegetation coming all the way down the embankment down to here, and then just in this line, sorry, level here, does it start to break clear to enable to pull up both inside?
Yeah,
this here was came down due to vegetation it being overgrown because Mr. Vernon's health condition has taken time because things have to be done in stages, where the garage will be resited and put back in this area here. And this land here, which is marked as being 31s, is actually all belonging to Mr. Vernon.
And the land at the back of where it's not marked, where it says 31, two, flat two, that is all Mr. Vernon's land.
Yes.
And the land marked in red belongs to flat one.
Other than where your hand is there, that is actually Mr. Vernon's. For whatever reason, it's been marked down as flat ones.
But this annex isn't going on that side, it's going on the other side.
Well, have we got a proposition? Councillor Nash proposed approval, but I haven't had a seconder at the moment. Is there any other propositions, please? I need some sort of proposition if anybody's got anything to move.
I think it's over development myself. Sorry, Bill.
Do what?
I think it's over development, and I would like to have a report from South West Water before I vote on anything.
You can't call it over development. You've not been to the site. It is huge. It's one of the biggest gardens in Crowley.
Well, I want a report from South West
Water. South West Water, I agree with you, but we can't say it's over development.
Well, SAD hasn't commented yet, and I'd like to hear from them as well.
Well, SAD don't exist, it's now called TARA.
Well, TARA then.
They probably won't comment, but we can ask them.
Well, I need to move
we
on.
Defer,
so we need.
Chairman, if you'd rather defer it.
No, I'm just seeking some sort of proposition here that somebody needs to either, you know, if you're proposing approval, there isn't anybody that's seconding approval. We haven't got another proposition at the moment other than Councillor Chapman asking that we have South West Water and we also get some comment from Tara. So we got no proposition at all.
Chairman, I'll propose that we defer it so everyone can go up and visit the site. Then they'll get a true picture of what it is.
I'll second that.
Okay, well, we'll ask for an extension to see if we can get an extension on that. So it's proposed and seconded for deferral for people to actually inspect the site so that they've got a better knowledge of this particular planning application. All those in favour? Any against? Okay, that's deferred. Thank you. You can leave now if you wish rather than stay in view of Mr. Vernon's age and health. I'll now move on to the second application, which we have people that wish to speak. And this is application 17/1065, change of use, 1 Leslie Road, retention of use of ground floor for business purposes, office and storage. First speaker, Mr. Brian Currier, please.
Chairman.
Yes.
Speaking to
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
I'd like to declare a peculiar interest in Scott Clark is known to me. And I'd also like clarification, please. It says change of use, but in the words, it says retention of use.
Because it, on the original.
Because
the original planning application, as far as I've read from the papers on the application, on the original application, when they had a planning application, it was for no business use. And as I understand, it has been used for business use. So therefore, the client needs to apply for change of use. But as it's already being used for business use, he's asking for retention.
So retrospective.
So it's a retrospective application, that when there was a previous application, it was there should be no business use, and the client is now using it for business use. So if you've got pecuniary interest, then you obviously need to leave the room.
I mean that I know the applicant.
Okay, if you only know the applicant, it'd be a personal. Okay, in that case, Mr. Brian Currier, would you like to address us first?
Good evening. My name is Brian Currier. I'm a co-owner of One Park Road Exeter, on the corner with Leslie Road. As an objector, I represent a number of people who cannot be here this evening. This application states retention of use. This is not correct. The correct current planning status of 1 Leslie Road is residential first floor with associated residential ground floor garage. This is a retrospective application in an attempt to formalise what has been in being for the past 5 years.
Can I just interrupt you only because I need to declare a personal interest because I know Mrs. Currier.
Oh, right.
Sorry, I didn't realise it was Mrs. Currier.
Right. In 2012, at the request of M. Clark Limited, the planning authority approved their application to remove the business use permission attached to 1 Leslie Road. That committee deliberated over the safeguarding of the business premises. In making their decision, they considered neighbouring amenity issues, parking and drainage. They also considered that the prevailing character of the area was residential, and such a residential use of the premises would lend itself to its location without detriment to the qualities of the area in which it is located. They therefore approved the premises conversion from business to residential, and that is how the status of the premises remains today. It must be plain to see that operating from Leslie Road with the number of staff and vans that M. Clark has does cause harm to the quality of the locality for all the reasons why this application should not be approved. It may be called Leslie Road, but in reality it is a narrow lane with no pavements. It is continually used by pedestrians from two large blocks of multi-storey apartments in Exeter Road and residents of Bridge Road. Vehicular access to properties is also continual. What has already been created in Leslie Road, unofficially, is an industrial and business area with vans loading and unloading at various times of the day in an area that brings hazards. In 2012, this was not suitable. It is still not suitable. Industrial units and estates are created and available for this purpose. The application does not comply with the current East Devon local plan. Strategy 6, development within built-up areas, 1, it is not compatible with the site and surroundings. 5, it would impair highway safety and traffic flows. Policy E2, employment generating development in built-up areas, does not comply as 2, it would generate traffic of a type or amount inappropriate for the character of access. 3, most importantly, it would harm the character or setting of a local settlement or the amenity of local residents. It must be clear by the number of objections that residents feel harmed by this application. There is nothing more commendable than a local business thriving, as has M. Clark Limited, but surely there is a correct place to operate from. I would ask you, do you feel that a residential area on a narrow lane with no pavements in a town where there are industrial estates is the right or correct place to operate an expanding business from? I hope your answer would be no. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
I don't know whether everybody's seen the photographs.
We've got them on.
Yeah, we've got them.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Harry Mogridge, please.
Good evening. I live at number 8 Leslie Road, and I object. and there's a Mr. Leverage has recently moved in and is a sole trader with a white van. This has taken another space from the road where Mike Clark can no longer park his vehicle, or one of his vehicles. What's more is now that Mr. Leverage parks in front of his premises, there's not room across the road for one of Mike Clark's vans because there's simply not room enough for two cars to be side by side. Mr. Leverage himself was keen to alert me of this, as he soon found out. Pete Acker, who had number two before Leverage, ran a reptile shop and has left now due to parking stroke access issues and bad feeling in the road. Also, if change of use is granted, then where will the premises of number one, where will the person who owns a flat above park, because that was always going to be an integral garage, that will add to another car in the road. And also one of the reasons for granting residential status of the building in 2012. Sometimes we have one of Mr. Clark's vans parked by us, and that makes getting into and out of our garage impossible. And also one of my least favourite aspects of the road is vehicle parked diagonally opposite each other, so you get cars from the blocks of flats coming down, zigzagging along, with pedestrians, including parents with prams, as there is a nursery nearby. And another point taken from the East Devon local plan is new commercial businesses should have good access for employees, be it pedestrian, cyclist, public transport, no pavements and heavy congestion, access is restricted. So poor that even the workman's door to the premises opens into the highway and is often left swinging in the road. I was going to mention change of use, but I won't go over that again because we've had it twice. But I do think it's slightly, it makes people, residents in the road, think that it's a formality and not anything to object to. I think it's misleading. Thanks very much for listening to me. That concludes my reasons for the objection.
Thank you. Elizabeth Mogridge, please.
Number one, Leslie Road, in the Scott Clark Plumbing and Engineering Limited. I'd like to outline the reasons for my objections. So first of all, before you said it, but as you can see, Leslie Road is a really narrow road with no pavements. With all these work vehicles parked on the road, it makes getting into Park Road really quite difficult. Embarrassing at times, I've had to have people kind of guide me in, my Skoda Octavia, because from Park Road, getting in with all those work vehicles does make it very difficult. So if I'm struggling in my Skoda, I've tried to think what a fire engine or an ambulance would do with such limited access. It should be noted that there are two quite large blocks of flats at the end of this road. If there were a fire, that would really limit restriction to those buildings. Also, in reality, my refuse bins, which put out now over 3 weeks, are often not emptied, as the refuse lorries cannot pull into Park Road. And this is obviously leading on to knock-on effect and vermin issues, mainly seagulls, which is quite an issue along Leslie Road. I also have a major objection to a large plumbing business being run from number one, as the increased volume of traffic and congestion that would, as expected, come from a successful business, restricts the access to Peggy Price's home, who lives at number four. Peggy is a 96-year-old woman who lives alone, and if you have a look at these photos, you see the van is very clearly blocking access to Peggy's gate.
Is it one you've sent me?
That's it. So that's Peggy's gate there. So again, if there were an issue with Peggy ambulance or panel, it would not be able to get in comfortably, restricting access. I speak on behalf of Peggy and Liz, Peggy's daughter, whose husband is also lodged his objections on the site. My final objection comes from the fact that I have two young children who have just turned 4 and 6. With no pavements and such a narrow road, walking such young children along what is becoming a very busy road is obviously hazardous. And I have to be honest, at times walking past the business, the language that's coming out of there is quite coarse and certainly not the sort of language that my own children listen to here. So that concludes my objections, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Right, members, this is in Town Ward, planning application 17, oblique 1065, change of use, 1 Leslie Road. Retention of use of ground floor for business purposes, office and storage. We have 8 representations, which I will ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, obviously, some of the representations are from the people who have spoken. So, in total, 8 representations, all objecting, saying the approval of the ground floor in 2012 was for a residential garage and not for use as a builder's store and office. This usage is generating the arrival, parking and departure of many workers' large vans and a large 4x4. It is a narrow residential street with no pavements, and the vehicles block garden gates and prevent access to larger vehicles such as refuge, recycling and emergency vehicles. Usage of this ground floor is contrary to Strategy 6, Policies E2, TC2 and TC9, and there's also concern that there are hazardous materials stored under a residential flat. Thank you.
Thank you. I think Councillor Dumper had his hand up.
Yeah, well, yes, I was also going to declare an interest.
I'm sorry.
Because I hadn't actually realised that Scott Clark, presumably, is Mike Clark's son. I'm a friend of Mike Clark's, anyway. I don't know Scott's son. But
okay, my turn.
It must be a person.
I can say, and I certainly know Peggy Price. So. Councillor Nash.
Chair, can I speak as the ward member, town ward member for this? The 3 town ward members, none of us have put any comment on this. But looking at it and going down there, I was just surprised that this has been going on for so long and no one's taking any action with the highways. The fact you can't get emergency vehicles through if there's a fire on the other side of the road or the flats above the building that works, you couldn't get a fire engine there, you certainly couldn't get an ambulance down there. I think it's wrong that we have an area where you can't get refuge connection done properly. I'm just surprised it's gone on for so long, Chairman. And the photographs, I think, speak a thousand words. It's just not right in a residential area to have that size of business.
Thank you. Councillor Cagill.
Thank you, Chairman. I think we see a lot of this throughout the town, not just in Leslie Road, where we have lock-up garages used by builders and traders and vans and employees, and so it's something that's prevalent not just in Leslie Road, but in other places as well. But the point of the matter is Leslie Road. Am I right in thinking that this particular building was used or owned by H. Greenaway & Sons, or Bernard Greenaway & Sons, many years ago?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it would have had a lot of vans and pickups using that site in those days. Like Councillor Nash, I'm very surprised that, you know, if permission was given in 2012 and it was for a garage for the flat that was built above, why hasn't East End District Council done something about what has happened within those 5 years? Once again, I'm astounded by East End District Council and their lack of governance in these sort of issues.
Well, they won't know unless somebody actually comments or actually contacts East End District Council to say that there is a problem. So, and then you ask for enforcement to call.
Well,
the problem is, no, I'm just happened. Going to.
That what happened in March.
Yeah, and that happened in March. That's just what
Sue
Cody's saying, is that actually happened in March. So the enforcement officer is aware of the problem. The difficulty with it is, I don't know, because I haven't been down in recent years. I used to go down there. Is that it may be that this has exacerbated over the years, that it started off with one van and now it's in this. I've got no idea, but I'm just saying, and East Devon will not act unless somebody has got put in some form of complaint, so that they wouldn't automatically...
No, okay, I take that point. I also question the fact that planning permission was granted by East Devon Council for those very large properties at the end of this road, and surely they should have put some sort of emphasis on access to those properties for refuse collection, emergency access, like we always try and get those riders put on when we get asked to approve planning permissions. So I failed once again to understand why East Devon.
Yeah, I don't know the comment to that.
You know, and the town council at the time didn't actually sort of highlight those issues. That's my comment.
Thank you. Councillor Nicholas.
Although it's not in my ward, I do happen to know the road. Manoeuvred up there a couple of times. I was speaking to Councillor Darwin this morning, and he had hoped to come and put his objection in as well, and he is town ward. So if he hasn't done, can you please add his name to it? All right.
Mm-hmm.
He
yeah.
did say he was going to.
Okay, so anybody else? Councillor Chapman?
Yes, it's not my ward, but I do know it. It seems that it's a bit like Topsy. It grew and grew and grew, and now it's got to the point where it needs to be stopped. And you can tell by the parking vehicles, the refuse guys, fire brigade, it is not fit for purpose there. They need to go to either Liverton Estate or Pound Lane. And I would turn quite happy to say refusal and ask the enforcement officers to work on this because it's dangerous to the public.
Thank you. Councillor Dumper.
Yeah, I was just going to ask a follow-up really to that, which is what if enforcement are aware of what is the position on that at the moment, perhaps soon.
Any comment from enforcement?
What have they actually done?
No, I mean they've asked them to obviously retrospectively apply for change of use, so that's why we're here.
That's where we're here.
That's probably why it's come through to planning, because the enforcement officer says you haven't got permission.
It's asked for change of use.
Normally we see the letter, don't we, in the committee and
That they've written to the client.
The
options
to Scott Park or whatever.
Councillor Kagan.
No, nothing.
Thanks, Jan. Yeah, just one last point. Has the highways made any comments?
Not as yet.
Not as yet.
I mean, would it not be something that needs the highways to intervene and perhaps put some parking regulation in that road to allow it?
Well, we can certainly ask highways to comment. They haven't commented as yet.
To allow access to the facts for vehicles and stuff like that. Because whatever vehicles you park in that road, I think it would get blocked.
Yeah, I mean, we'll certainly put a note on there to request highways to comment. So it's proposed and seconded. Yeah,
can I just answer your question?
If it's just a point of order, is it just a quick point?
Yes, just a very quick point. On Mr. Clark's website, it does say clearly that his business is expanding, and that is the reason in 2012. The business wasn't anywhere near the size that it is today.
No,
it's grown.
Like Topsy.
Yeah, which is why I thought it hadn't come to the attention before when Councillor Kagan was making a comment. So it's been proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis we think it's an inappropriate area for a business to be operating, and particular with it being a narrow residential street and the vehicles are obviously causing access problems and therefore causing a lack of amenity to the properties in that area, and also our comments concerning emergency vehicles, both to the houses in Leslie Road, but also to the two block of flats, which I think are technically Exeter Road.
They are.
Yeah. The two blocks of flats at the end.
Whether you can access them from Bridge Road as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
You can right at the end, can't you, Bridge Road? And obviously, as the gentleman said, it's contrary to Strategy 6 and Policies E2, TC2 and TC9. And obviously, we can raise our concern about hazardous materials, which would be environmental health would deal with that aspect of it.
Recycling. Vehicles wouldn't get
access for recycling vehicles. So, proposed and seconded for refusal on that basis. All those in favour? Any against? Abstentions? Thank you. So that's refused. Thank you. You can leave if you wish rather than stay. Thank you. Now continue with the rest of the agenda. Minutes of the meeting held on the 8th of May 2017 have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting? Thank you. Declarations of interest and dispensations. We've obviously had those that have already in those applications that we've discussed. Has anyone got any other?
Licensing.
Thank you.
Licensing.
Licensing. Any other? No.
Nope.
Okay. I have one item of urgent business because we need to comment this evening, which is the premises licence, which I suppose you need to leave for the KFC. No. Premises licence number 044038 KFC 17 Imperial Road. It's a minor variation that's proposed. It's a change of late night refreshment from on premises to on and off premises with amended layout of floor plans. It is minor alteration. Has anybody got any particular comments that they wanted to make on this?
I'm completely lost. I've been doing last fortnight. I'll be doing this week's agenda.
This is the licence. This is not to do with the street signs or the...
It's not on the agenda.
It's urgent business.
It's urgent business.
Urgent business.
Where was it sent?
It's urgent business. No, it's urgent business. It's only came up yesterday.
Sent by licensing, but the target date is the 31st of May.
Right, so...
It's to do with our...
It's not me that I can't find anything.
No, because it came up as urgent business.
Right, and what is it? I've just heard it's a cafe or something.
It's to do
no, it's KFC, 17 Imperial... KFC, 17 Imperial Road.
Yeah.
A minor variation for a change of their late-night refreshments from on-premises to on- and off-premises... An amended layout and floor plans, which should coincide with their change of front and shop front and everything.
That we approved.
That we approved.
And what are they asking for now?
Minor variation.
What is a variation?
The floor plan on the inside.
Change of late night
Sorry, but is there anything
No, no, it's a change of late night refreshment.
Ah.
Which I said at the beginning. Right.
Is it to off the premises?
To on premises, well to on and off the premises, which is, I think
you
I said that at the beginning, yeah. 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 So it's changing, and the otherwise it's just amended layout of floor plans, which actually coincides because they've changed their shop front.
Yeah.
Which is why they've got to change their floor plan downstairs to
I'm
go with a new shop front.
What time are they asking?
It's not a time.
No, it's just a change.
It's just a change from on premises to on and off premises. No
based
change in time. No, yeah, there's
so
no difference to their license. Yeah, it's the late night refreshments. Sorry?
Do we know what their present time is for selling on premises, which they now presumably want extended to off premises? Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they shut at...
It's not very late, is it?
No, it's not late. I think it's
yes,
one,
it
I think.
It's
one
quite
or two.
1 o'clock. That's why I'm a bit concerned if it's off-premises at that hour in the morning, or I'm on-premises, but...
Well, I'll get clarification and send it to you, but most premises in the town are on and off.
Yeah,
refreshment licences are normally
it?
On Domino's is on and off premises, I know. It's also on and off premises for the pizza place in the Strand, because that we did as on and off, and the kebab house is on and off premises. So it's not unusual, and the Chinese is on and off premises.
Yes.
So this is not unusual in line with the other refreshment places within the town.
In line, I agree with you totally, Chairman, with your comment, in line with, but we have objected and said that we wanted to try and restrict off sales on premises at midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm just wondering what
the
hours.
Asking for a change. Well, I the answer is I can't tell you.
Well, we can't really make a decision.
Okay, we'll defer. It will be out of time, so I can't.
We're required to make a decision.
No.
This is
no, I'm merely asking for comments.
Yeah.
It's not us that make a decision. It's East Devon District Council that will make
right.
the decision. It's just asking for comments, but all I was trying to say is it's in line with the majority of the refreshment places within the town, as far as I'm aware, that most of them are on and off premises.
Chairman, can we just say that?
Yeah.
As long as it's in line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the alterations we've already agreed.
Yeah, and the layout plan is really because they're changing their shop front.
It's purely off sales.
Yeah. No, that's fine, Bill.
I'd like to know what time.
I do licensing, I'm worried what time.
Well, the licensing is not changing, the licensing in respect of the actual premises.
Well, most of them are 1 o'clock.
Oh, it's 1 o'clock.
Most of them are.
See what I mean? It's a bit.
Depends on the individual license, what they actually ask for.
But of course, they're all different.
From
the fact that my
experience, most of them are 1 o'clock.
They're not asking for a change of licensing hours, so that's why they haven't put it within the... If it's a change of licensing hours, then they always put it in the submission that they send to us. But as there's no change in licensing hours, they have not included that in the documentation that we've received. So I can't give you a final answer.
Don't know the answer.
No. So we now determine items under delegated powers, which is Town Ward 17, a big 0859 Advertising, 19 Roll Street... this is Santander. One new 46-inch TV within a metal shroud depicting various Santander advertisements. Now, we discussed this previously because people asked what was on this TV screen when we had the previous discussion. Because we had the shop front and we opposed the red design of the shop front on the left. This is what was going in the other side when people asked what was going on the TV screen. I think we had comments from Councillor Masding. Was unhappy with the red part but had made no particular comment about this other than he wasn't sure what was going on. So we've now been advised that it's a 46-inch TV within a metal shroud depicting various Santander advertisements. So I don't know how people feel about this one. I've got no town members.
Yeah,
Councillor Dunper?
I think... You know, I hope I'm not being conservative with a small C here, but I don't very much like the idea of a sudden introduction in large TVs in the front of financial services institutions, and I could see that this would be the start of an arms race where we've got increasingly large televisions around the town blaring out their products. So. I think I'd like to propose refusal, actually.
I mean, we certainly only have a few reasons that we can refuse on advertising, isn't it?
Yeah.
One is clutter, one is
public
safety. I was going to say, and one is distraction or causing...
It'd be switched off outside trading hours.
Yeah, it'd be switched off outside trading hours, I should say that.
Images, I would say. And you are talking there about a road that is used by heavily used by traffic and that kind of thing. And I think distraction would be if that's
that's fine. I just needed to make sure that we had
Councillor
Cahill.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I don't think I was at the meeting when it was previously discussed. It's in the window.
Yes. On the right hand side. You've got the door, they're having a new shop front.
Well, now I know that it's in the window. I don't think it's in keeping.
Councillor Cagle.
Yeah, if they'd have been on the wall inside, then I don't know, see a problem, but I think it's the start of the strip.
Okay, that's fine. So it's been proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that it will be a distraction to vehicles that go along the road, and also it's not in keeping with that area of the town. All those in favour of refusal? Any against? Thank you. Dealt with the Lidlum one. Right, the next Lidlum one is 17, oblique 0762, Major Full, 1 Sarlesdown Road, demolition of existing property and construction of new build 10 apartments with associated parking and amenity space. The Exmouth Town Council objected to the original application, which Sue will just comment on, and also we've got a report from the EDDC tree officer, plus any representations.
So last time we objected on the grounds that the proposal was considered overdevelopment of the site, was not in line with the recommendations made in the Avenue's design statement. The recommendation is statement for the scale of any future development to retain the balance between buildings and greenery and should not cover more than 25% of the plot, including garages and parking areas, in order to retain the spaciousness of the site. It all recommends that every attempt should be made to retain the original building as they were pivotal to defining the character of the area. A recent model example had been proposed for 4 Elwyn Road. Concern was also raised that the four dormers would be overlooking flats at Alliston House. It was not clear from the plans the landscaping agreements, which obviously we've now got with the report. And there was a particular gap between the two hedges, H1 and H2. And members also questioned the validity of the BAT survey. And the committee recommended that South West Water were consulted, which we haven't got yet. And the tree officers to be made aware of the loss of trees on the site to make way for the development. So, of course, we've got the tree officers report. So I'll just tell you briefly what the tree officer says. Is that he has no objection subject to the proposed scheme or the removal of internal trees proposed for removal and already removed to facilitate development. The parking would need to be adjusted in the southeast corner to provide more clear space under the crown of the red oak and the retention of the purple maple. Any development to be subject to a condition requiring the submission of a tree protection plan and a method statement to provide the new landscaping planting and positive management of existing boundary hedges. So I guess that clarifies some of the tree and landscaping questions, but obviously not the South West Water. But obviously we just commented on the tree officer's report tonight.
Thank you. Councillor Nash?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, as we read out why we objected last time, the biggest problem on the boundary was going to the boundary on Ellison House, where the garage is to be taken down on the existing property here to allow the development of a big new plot for 10 flats. If it was a conversion of the existing house into flats, there would be no need for the garage to be taken down, it could be used, and therefore it wouldn't create the problem of leaving a massive gap with no trees on Ellison House. They do say, reading the garage report in full, they're thinking of putting a fence up. Having spoken to residents, I think they might have commented actually, of Ellison House, they're not content with this, they're very unhappy. So, from my point of view, having spoken to the people, the agriculture report actually says nothing. All it's saying is confirming the trees, some of which have already been taken down, interestingly, it always happens before development, trees start to disappear. And as we've seen before, I do accept the tree officer said that it does need to be a tree protection plan, which isn't in that agriculture report. But as far as the report is concerned, and that's all we're being consulted on tonight, I don't accept that it's going to make privacy, firstly to the road, and secondly to Ellison House at all.
Okay. So you're proposing acceptance of the report, but commenting that, obviously in your view, Okay, well, I'm happy to second that because we're only dealing with this particular.
Yeah.
But obviously, we do want these various points that the tree officer has stated that we do need, obviously, the plan that, and obviously some changes to that end where he said about damage could be caused to those other trees. So we accept the report, but obviously still got concerns.
Okay.
So, all those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Dealt with Leslie Road. Then the last application, which is in Withycombe Raleigh, which is 17/07514, 14 Hadrian's Way. There are no documents on the website whatsoever. I've contacted them today and Ron's has contacted them as well. There's still no documents on the website as of 5 o'clock this evening. There were no documents available for us to see. So I therefore propose that we defer obviously any discussion, but I would like members to support us in Ron's actually making a statement on the website and putting that exactly there, that there were no documents available at 1700 this evening and that we were therefore unable to discuss this planning application, because I think it needs to be said, you know, as our reason for not commenting, because people look at the website. Okay, thank you.
Could I emphasise, Chair, on that the supposed date here is tomorrow, which is quite ludicrous.
Absolutely, so we will be stating that as well, but I just wanted members' agreement that you know, Ron's does this in quite a strong way, and that we do, as we normally put on the site, no objection, or we object for reasons. I really want Ron's to put that statement that as of 1700 hours tonight, there was no documents available.
Can we add that we don't want it going to delegated powers? And it goes to committee.
Yeah.
This committee will want to know why it's going to committee.
Yeah.
Unless we can get an extension of time.
Yes. We'll see if we can get an extension, but...
Yeah, but add the error as well, because otherwise somebody might just accidentally miss it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, they might
not
just...
No. No.
You
so we will obviously...
We have looked on Google Earth. We have done a satellite
yeah.
over it.
Yeah.
But it's still... It's not satisfactory either for,
no.
you know, for not being able to get any documentation for the public as well. It's not just us. Right, so then we've got...
Bayleaf.
We've got Bayleaf, which as it's Devon County, you don't need to leave the room because it's a Devon County licence. And this is in respect of Bayleaf, a copy letter and plan will be circulated for consideration. You may recall we deferred this from the previous meeting. The current licence is 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. And you'll see that this part from Facebook, which actually says, as we still have some bits and bobs to finish off after our refurbishment, we'll be shutting today and tomorrow. After that, we'll open 9 till 6 Sunday to Thursday, 9 till 9 on Friday, and 8 till 9 on Saturday. So I think that clarifies the point that was raised at the last planning meeting. Otherwise, it was just, as we had, was the tables.
Yeah, there was just...
And there's just...
At the old application.
Yeah, and the only change is that there's an extra chair... There
the
were two chairs and there's three chairs now outside
yeah.
the front.
No.
But they have got these, haven't they,
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
These canvas
yeah,
barriers
so
that we agreed before.
Put that because they're within their...
Yeah, within their area.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing we were discussing was actually the current licence. You needed to know the hours. So I think with that clarification,
right.
is everybody happy
yeah.
with that? Thank you. And then just items for information, tree preservation order, land at Summerhays. St John's Road, tree preservation order, and the notification of tree works considers an exception, which is 12 Portland Avenue, and you will have had a separate letter about that one.
Can I just ask about Summer Hay?
Yeah.
Is that in the new development on Hillgrove?
No, it's a house on the corner, isn't it, as you go at St John's Road?
What?
You know where it's first down from
the
wood... That's Summerhay, isn't it?
Whereabouts in St John's Road are you?
I thought it was as you came off Woodbury Common Road, you came
oh,
down
yeah.
and one
yeah.
place. I'm sure it's the house on the
yeah.
corner there.
Oh,
where
right.
the where the
oh, right. yeah,
is.
Yeah.
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 No. And then there's just the planning decisions from before, and the only one that we differed on was 8 Phillips Avenue, which they've given conditional approval, but it is conditional approval, and they have obviously taken account of some of the aspects that we actually said. So with that, being no further business, I will close the planning meeting.